106.3 The Fox. It is the Big Kahuna. We are off to the Rock Lines to talk a little OG Titan football. We've got head coach Ken Schreiner with us. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Kahuna. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Always rough to have this conversation after a tough Friday night loss. And I'm not a big believer in moral victories, but you did claw back into it. Just unfortunately weren't able to get it done.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was one of those too little, too late, and that goes with the entire game. We've got to be much more consistent in what we do, and, you know, we can't make those mistakes, and we were fortunate to get back in the game, and, you know, talk about the roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how that game went, and unfortunately, we come up on the short end in the long run.
How important is getting to a fast start?
It always is, and in my opinion, you know, fast starting the season is important, fast starting the game is important, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that. We're kind of a slow-starting team, and we were a slow-starting team last year as well, and that hurt us on a number of occasions. We try and address that with our kids. We've kind of adjusted what we do in practice to try and make us a little bit more aware of that during the beginning part of practice, beginning part of the game, and, you know, hopefully our kids pick up on that as we go through the season.
When you talk about a fast start, does that mean physically moving faster or just putting yourself in positions to do better things?
Well, I think the big thing is identifying what your opponent is doing early on and making the necessary adjustment. You know, football is a game, and I'm not sure people understand this, the number of adjustments that you need to make during the game from a coaching perspective and from a player's perspective. I tell our guys all the time, especially on the offensive line, there are things that a defense is going to do to you on the field. You've got to be able to adjust to that. I may not see it on the sideline until we watch film. So there are things that you need to do, and the quicker you're able to adapt to those things and the quicker you're able to make adjustments, the better off we're going to be.
I guess you can only teach or coach that as much as you can. I'm guessing the kind of an experience factor involved with that.
It is. It's a challenge. And, you know, the one thing you rely on is the intelligence of your players. And sometimes that's a challenge. You know, I talk to our guys, you can't play dumb. And, you know, sometimes we do that. We get in a rut or, you know, we rely on how things were done in the past. That doesn't always work. The good thing is, again, back to our offensive line, is we've got four veterans in there that should be able to adjust a little bit more quickly and get it done when we need them to.
Well, you've got homecoming, which creates a lot of challenges for coaches.
No doubt about it. And, you know, and over the years, I've learned to accept the whole homecoming theme thing. You know, in the past, I hated to see the guys dressed up like goofy clowns and whatever they did. I hate to even mention some of the things that I've seen in the past. But I talked to them early in the week about get involved, you know, be part of the school spirit, be part of the, you know, the big event, and realize that the culmination of the event is on Saturday when we have the dance. But a major part of it is come game time on Friday. So we need to go out and put on a good show and make sure we're ready to play. Otherwise, things, you know, kind of a downer as you go through the whole homecoming week.
Certainly not going to be easy. Salina coming to town tonight. A pretty good football team.
No doubt about it. You know, huge challenge for our team. Another very veteran group, similar to Van Wert last week. A lot of seniors on this team that have played for 2 and 3 years. They're very high-powered offense. They've got a quarterback that's been back there for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. He played a little bit as a freshman as well. They're the number one league-leading rushing team in the conference. They're also putting on about 40 points a game. Mm-hmm. So our defense is going to have to rise up, and we're definitely going to be challenged. Offensively, we've got to make sure that we do the things that we can do and you know, make those adjustments and identify the things early on so we can have some success as well.
For fans that are going to go to the game or listen to it on the radio, what are some things they can listen to find out whether you're able to get those adjustments taken care of?
Well, I think two things you look for. Number one, defensively, are they punting the ball? That sounds silly, but you know, you've got to get them to punt the ball and give it back to us. And offensively, I think a big gauge for us is first downs. You know, move the ball, be consistent, get some first downs, and then obviously put points on the board as well.
All right, let's talk about your captains. Who's going to be representing the team as they head out for the coin toss?
The four guys that we selected this week as captains, we've got two juniors. Jeremy Leopold is our quarterback. Jared Beach, who did some nice things last week as a receiver, also a tremendous punt return to get us back in the game. He also plays defensive back. Dylan Tippy, who's a two-way starter for us, and then Logan Clark, who's done some things on defense, is also a starting offensive guard. So those are the four guys that are going to go out on the field at the beginning of the game and represent our team.
Coach, best of luck tonight. Again, homecoming. Good luck, and go Titans.
Thanks, Kahuna.